Special rules apply to certain trades and professions where profits may vary considerably from one year to the next. These special rules apply to farmers and market gardeners, where the income is variable due to weather and other uncontrollable factors, such as the foot and mouth disease. The special rules also apply to authors and creative artists. Authors will include people like Jeffrey Archer and others. Creative artists will include people like painters, sculptors, composers. The legislation allows profits to be averaged in certain situations. Note that averaging is not possible in respect of the first and final tax years of trading. Let us look firstly at full averaging, which is given by Section 223 I TOIA 2005. Full averaging is possible where the profits of the lower of the two consecutive years do not exceed 70% of the profits of the higher year. When looking at profit, we are of course looking at a tax-adjusted profit, which is after deduction for capital allowances. Note that if there is a loss sustained in any of the years, we take nil to be the figure in computing any averaging election. Let's take an example. Farmer Giles has profits as follows. For the year ended 31st of December 2008, his profits are £20,000. These will be subject to tax under the current year basis in tax year 2008-09. His profit for the year ending 31st of December 2009 is £12,000, which will be assessed in 2009-10. The higher profit is £20,000. 70% of this figure is £14,000. So clearly the lower profits are no more than 70% of the higher profits. Therefore, full averaging is possible. To apply full averaging, we simply add the profits together and divide by 2. This gives us £16,000. We charge £16,000 in 2008-09 by revising the previous year's profits accordingly, and do likewise for the tax year 2009-10. The figure of £16,000, i.e. the average profit for 2009-10, will be used to determine whether averaging is possible in any later years. In this case, between 2009-10 and 2010-11. Let us now take a look at marginal averaging. Marginal averaging applies where the profits of the lower tax year are between 70% and 75% of the higher tax year. In this situation, the profits for the lower year are increased and the profits of the higher year are reduced to bring them closer together. Continuing the example of Farmer Giles, assume that in the year ended 31st of December 2010, his profits are £11,500, which are subject to tax under CYB rules in 2010-11. On the previous screen, we calculated that the average profits for 2009-10 are £16,000, which are brought into the computation in computing averaging for any later year. In this particular case, the profits of the lower year are 71.9% of the profits of the higher year. As this is between 70% and 75%, marginal averaging is possible upon making of a claim. Let us now take a look at the computation of marginal averaging. Lower profits are increased and higher profits are reduced by the following formula. We take 3 times H, which is the higher profits, less L, which is the lower profits, and we deduct 3/4 of H. This formula is written out in words in section 223 I TOIA 2005. In the last example, this would be an adjustment of £1,500. As we can see, we take 3 times the high profits of £16,000, less the low profits of £11,500, and deduct from that figure 3/4 of the higher profit. The assessments for Farmer Giles will therefore be revised as follows. For 2009-10, the assessment will be reduced by £1,500, taking it to £14,500, and the assessment for 2010-11 will be increased by £1,500, taking it to £13,000. Note that the figure of £13,000 will be used to determine whether averaging is possible between 2010-11 and 2011-12. Continuing the example of Farmer Giles, assessable profits in 2010-11 are £13,000. Profits in the year ended December 2011 are £19,000, and profits for the year ended 31st of December 2012 are £22,000. Assuming that averaging claims are made where possible, I would like you to compute the assessments for 2011-12 and 2012-13. When you have done this, complete the boxes accordingly and select Continue when you are ready. Let us look at the solution. Comparing the 2 years, 2010-11 and 2011-12, we find that the profits for the lower year are below 70% of the profits for the higher year. Consequently, full averaging is possible. To apply full averaging, we add the two profits together and divide by 2, giving us £16,000 for each year. This will be the revised assessment for 2010-11 and will form the assessment for 2011-12. Comparing 2011-12 with 2012-13, we find that the profits of the lower year are 72.7% of the profits for the higher year. This is between 70% and 75%, therefore marginal averaging is possible. Applying the formula of marginal averaging, we take 3 times the difference between the higher and the lower profits, and we deduct from that 3/4 of the higher profit. That gives us a figure of £1,500. We therefore add £1,500 to the lower profits, which is £17,500 in respect of 2011-12, and we deduct £1,500 from the higher profit, revising the amount to £20,500. So what is the effect of averaging? To apply averaging, a claim must be made by the 31st of January, 22 months following the end of the second of the 2 years. This is given by the provisions of Section 222. Assume we wish to average profits between the tax years 2009-10 and 2010-11. The later year is 2010-11, so we add 2 years to that, which takes us to 2013. The claim must therefore be made by the 31st of January 2013. Claims must be made in chronological order. In other words, we cannot make a claim for a later year before we have averaged the year before if we choose to do so. The claim belongs to the later of the 2 years. Therefore, any increase or decrease in the previous year's tax liability is adjusted in the balancing payment for the later year. Let me explain this point with an illustration.
Mrs. Blyton is an author. Her accounts show the following results, as adjusted for tax purposes. For the year ended 31st of March 2011, she has a profit of £30,000. Under CYB, this is assessable in 2010-11. For the year ended 31st of March 2012, she has profits of £20,000, which are assessable in tax year 2011-12. The profits of the lower year are 67% of the profits of the higher year.
So therefore, full averaging is possible, assuming that the claim is made. Her assessments for both of those years will be £25,000. Let us assume for the sake of this example that all of the profit is taxed at 20%. In other words, her personal allowance is used up, say, by some other income. In this particular case, therefore, her liability on £30,000 worth of profit at 20% is £6,000. The liability will be revised, due to the averaging claim, to just £5,000. The difference is £1,000. This £1,000 is given as a credit for the later year, for 2011-12 in this case, rather than as a repayment of tax for 2010-11, the year to which the calculation relates. Averaging also does not affect payments on account. Continuing this illustration, let's look at the effect this will have on Mrs. Blyton's tax liabilities. For 2011-12, she will be required to make payments on account of £6,000. This will be based on her overall liability for 2010-11, before the averaging claim, which was £30,000 worth of profit taxed at 20%, giving £6,000. 50% of this is due on the 31st of January 2012, which is £3,000, and the remaining 50% is due on the 31st of July 2012, again £3,000. The tax due for 2011-12 can then be calculated. Again, let us assume that this is taxed in full at 20%, giving us a liability for that year of £5,000. We deduct the payments on account of £6,000, i.e. the two lots of £3,000, and we also give credit for the £1,000 arising as a result of the revising of the 2010-11 assessment due to the averaging claim. Therefore, for 2011-12, Mrs. Blyton is due a tax refund of £2,000. This will be set off against the payments on account she owes for the later year. Her payments on account for 2012-13 will be based on £5,000, as the payments on account are computed before averaging. Half of this, i.e. £2,500, will be due on the 31st of January 2013, and the rest is due on the 31st of July 2013. Finally, let us round off this lecture with a multiple choice question. On the screen, you have some facts about the profits of Farmer Barley Mow. In the years ended 30th of September 2009 and 2010, he has profits of £21,000 and £15,500 respectively. In the year ended 30th of September 2011, he sustains a loss of £4,000. Assuming that all averaging claims are made where possible, I would like you to compute his final assessable profits for tax year 2010-11. Let us take a look at the solution. Let's take the first 2 years, i.e. 2009-10 and 2010-11, which are based on the year ended 30th of September 2009 and the year ended 30th of September 2010, respectively. The profits of the lower year are 73.8% of the profits of the higher year. As this is between 70% and 75%, marginal averaging will apply. Applying the marginal averaging formula, we take 3 times the difference between the higher and the lower profits and deduct 3/4 of the higher profit. This leaves us with an adjustment of £750. To average the profits, we reduce the higher profit by £750, giving us £20,250. We increase the lower profits by £750, giving us £16,250. In 2011-12, Farmer Barley Mow sustained a loss of £4,000, so therefore his profits are nil. In these circumstances, full averaging applies, and we simply insert nil as the profit for the later year. Applying full averaging means that we take £16,250 plus nil divided by 2, giving us £8,125. So the correct answer is answer D. That concludes this lecture on the averaging of profits.